Can hear you. Can you turn her up? Okay, well, you turn, if you can get any louder, that would be good, Lenore.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay,
and
so Philip, do you need my phone number so you know which one I am on the list?
He's got your phone number now.
Okay.
He figured it out. So, Lenore, I'm a little behind here, but let me just tell everybody, this is Lenore Harris, and she's from the Fresno area of California. And she's going to be hosting the first little bit of our class tonight. So Lenore, you can take it away.
Okay, thank you. So tonight we are honored to hear from both Saint Germain and Portia, his twin flame, two amazing masters who come. We also hear about our current worldwide challenges as a time of fulfilled prophecy and spiritual opportunity that will help us to bring in a new solar civilization. Now, you may remember that Saint Germain is the going to be the hierarch of the seventh age, the Aquarian age, and his twin flame Portia is the goddess of justice, and she is also on the karmic board. So at the end of class, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to find out what's happening in our community and how you can benefit, or ask any questions or share any insights and experiences you have had, or put in any prayer requests for you or your family or friends, or if you'd like to just join us in prayer. At this time, I would like to read the Heart Center's mission and vision statement. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I would like to invite everyone to read the following prayer with me. It's on the invitation that you received. So if you have that ready, read that together. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Saint Germain and Portia, thanking you and all who work with you for using us in your plan of action for the seventh age. Thank you for helping us to be victorious during this trying time. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully aligned with God and his plan for our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael and your legions for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. Amen. Now let us sing together, Psalm 153. It's on the invitation also.
Lenore,
song number one.
Lenore, I put down the wrong song number. Oh. It's song 70.011. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So it, and you have that on your invitation then. Okay. 70.011, Oh Freedom Flame. As we sing this song in celebration of our planet. Go right ahead, Philip. Thank you.
Is gone enough, and freedom is ours.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Donna Korth, and tonight we're going to be playing a combination of the most important parts of two recent, very recent Heartstrings by Saint Germain and his twin flame, Portia. They are telling it like it is. So there's some interesting things in here. If you have not heard any parts of these Heartstrings, you will really be amazed at some of the revelations they share. So Philip is now going to start, and then our HeartShare team will interrupt a few times when I call on them to answer some of the questions that stand out to us between these two heart streams. So, Philip.
As your Saint Germain, I come, blazing the light of freedom into every nation upon this planet. Every individual whose heart is upturned to God, who desires that freedom and eternality through oneness with their source. Those who pray, who meditate, who sacrifice on behalf of their fellow citizens. Yes, I say, dearest ones, our efforts, because you as light bearers have put in the time, you have put in your energies to this alchemy of the age, and we have co-created such an intense action of the sacred fire that there was no other means for them to quash it save to bring about this strategy of anti-freedom, limiting you in many ways, telling you you must stay in your homes, telling you you cannot do your work in your jobs, mandating through directives and laws, which I say are illegal, dearest ones, in the eyes of God, to prevent you from associating, from worshiping in your churches, synagogues, and temples, creating a miasma of fear throughout this planet. Well, I say this day that the lords of karma have had enough, and they have called me into their chambers and said, Saint Germain, we give you the authority to act and to blaze forth that light into the nations through the prophetic words that you will speak through many in the Christian churches, as well as throughout the God-fearing, God-loving peoples throughout the nations. And we send you, Saint Germain, to create a cosmic wave of violet fire to dispel and consume this darkness, this evil shadowing of darkness. Therefore, I am come in the name of the Lord. I am come in the name I am that I am to blaze, blaze, blaze forth this freedom light, this fire of eternality, first through the initiates and the God men and women who have taken up our calling, the calling of the ascended masters of the Universal White Brotherhood, to be that ensign of the people, and then through all the righteous ones throughout this planet who will be that nexus of that light. And therefore,
I would like everyone to be ready to say, blaze forth, blaze forth, blaze forth. This will greatly increase and multiply the power of what he says next. And get ready, because we will say it with Saint Germain. Here we go.
Blaze forth, blaze forth, blaze forth the light of freedom now in the I Am name of God. Through the hearts, minds, souls, and wills of those who see God as the answer to this dilemma, who call upon the Lord, who decree and pray and sacrifice again and again for the awakening of the people. Well, I say this is the time of the great awakening. It has been prophesied long ago, and it is manifesting now through many who are calling to test those of the darkness who promulgate their wares through the media, through all manner of shenanigans. I say, in the name I am that I am, they have no power over the sons and daughters of God. The age of Aquarius is dawning now, is manifesting now, is a reality descending from heaven into the earth. And it is time, blessed ones, that all the untruths, all the lies will be dispelled, exposed, and transmuted by the power of God manifesting through the seventh ray action of joy, of cosmic reality, and of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that I release unto each and every one of you. You have called it forth. You have implored God to give you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so this day, there is an unleashing and an outpouring of this holy oil of the seventh age unto each and every one who desires it righteously in order to serve God, to serve one another, and to be that love fire of freedom where they live, move, and have their being. Now, as you receive this impartation of the seventh ray action of the Holy Spirit, of the violet fire within your soul, within your mind, within your heart, it is for the victory spiral. That mighty victory now also comes to support with 10,000 of his angels spread across the globe. See them now shining in the atmosphere, blessed ones, blazing the light, the golden light of illumination, and ensconced in that freedom fire that I pour forth through my heart as the God of freedom to the earth and the avatar of the age of Aquarius dawning.
Now, Donna Dregan is going to answer one of the questions that often comes up. She's going to actually give a short summary of what the seventh age is and the seventh ray and what it does and how it works. So, Donna, you can take it away here. Do you have her thing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. In the latter part of the 18th century, Saint Germain received from the Lady Master Kuan Yin her office as Chohan of the seventh ray, the ray of mercy and forgiveness and of the sacred ceremony. And in the 20th century, Saint Germain stepped forth once again to sponsor an outer activity of the Great Light Brotherhood. The Jesus was the avatar of the Piscean Age, that was the sixth age. On May 1st, 1954, Saint Germain received from Sanat Kumara the scepter and power, and from the Master Jesus, the crown of the authority to direct the conscience of mankind for this 2,000-year period. This does not mean that the influence was the ascended Master Jesus has receded. Rather, as a world teacher from the ascended level, his instruction and his radiation of the Christ consciousness to all mankind will be even more powerful, all-pervading than before. For this is the nature of the divine continuality to transcend itself. We live in an expanding universe, a universe that expands from the center of each individualized sun, S-O-N and S-U-N, of God. This dispensation means that we grow now entering a 2,000-year period when by invoking into our beings and worlds the violet transmuting flame, the God energy that the human race has misqualified for thousands of years, may now be purified and all mankind cut free from fear, lack, sin, sickness, death, and all may now walk in the light as God-free beings. At this dawn of the age of Aquarius, Saint Germain has gone before the Lords of Karma and received the opportunity to release the knowledge of the violet flame outside of the inner retreats of the Great White Brotherhood, outside of the mystery schools. Saint Germain tells us of the benefits of invoking the violet flame. He says, "In some of you, a hearty amount of karma has been balanced. In others, hardness of heart has truly melted around the heart chakra. There has come a new love and a new softening, a new compassion, a new sensitivity to life. a new freedom and a new joy in pursuing that freedom. There has come about the holiness as you have contacted through the flame the priesthood of the order of Melchizedek. There has come a melting and a dissolving of certain momentums of ignorance, mental density, and turning away a dietary path more conducive to your own God mastery. He says also, the violet flame has assisted in relationships with families. It has served to liberate some, to balance old karmas, old hurts, and to set individuals on their courses according to their vibration. It must be remembered that the violet flame does contain the flame of God justice. God justice, of course, does contain the flame of the judgment, and thus the violet flame always comes as a two-edged sword to separate the real from the unreal. It says, blessed ones, it is impossible to enumerate exhaustively all of the benefits of the violet flame, but there is indeed the alchemy that does take place within the personality. The violet flame goes after the schisms that cause psychological problems that go back to early childhood and previous incarnations, and that they have established such deep grooves within the consciousness that, in fact, they have been difficult to shake lifetime after lifetime. Now, how do we do this? How do you use the violet flame? Well, it's the highest vibrating color. We have decrees. You can visualize the violet ray in meditation. You can sing the violet flame songs, like our beloved Linnell Griffin just completed a beautiful composition. Just recently, and Mother Mary has said that one song is worth three decrees. You can also give fiat such as 70.017B in a heart stream in June 15, 2006. Saint Germain said, I, Saint Germain, will give you my momentum of fire, a violet flame, if you will even utter one fiat to me daily, saying, Saint Germain, I claim the flame of the seventh age, and I roll back all darkness upon earth, and I claim the victory of the violet flame this hour. And also we have Ho'oponopono, which says, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you can Google more about that, Googling Dr. Hugh Lin. Thank you.
Blaze forth now both the golden and the violet fire into every man, woman, and child, into the marts of commerce, into the businesses, into the school systems, into every home of every light bearer. And I say now this action will also manifest as the full exposure and expunging of the dark ones and their strategies and plots before all mankind to know. And this revelation is coming forth and will come forth now, blessed hearts, as you call it forth. Therefore, I ask you to engage in a 33-day novena of giving an intense action of these violet fire prayers to support this dispensation and this alchemy. And when Pentecost then comes, near the end of May, dearest ones, there will be such a great outpouring of the fire of the Holy Spirit into the earth that all of the darkness that is manifested in these last 4 and 6 and 8 weeks will be simply burned up, burned up, burned up through this light of eternal freedom that we together bear.
Now I'm going to call on Lenore. She's going to explain what a 33-day novena is. And even though it started and is ending, it's not too late to do one. In fact, it would do wonderful things. It would give you a great upward push in your spiritual life. So Lenore, come ahead. I hope not. Should be there. Lenore, are you there?
Hello?
There, good. Lenore, we're just waiting for you.
Sorry. Okay. When a person has a special request of God, something going on in their life that is really important and they just really want to get some intense action, they may want to do a novena to their sponsoring master or someone, some master they're very close with, and they will typically do something like, I will pray your prayer, O El Moria, O Saint Germain, I will give your prayer every day for 9 days. This is typically what has been a novena, is kind of a 9-day novena. And you have the understanding that you have this close tie with this master, and this master is going to take the energy that you're pouring forth and use that to answer your prayer. And so here, Saint Germain is saying, we've got this whole worldwide situation, this intense thing that is going on with this entire planet. I would invite you to enter a novena. In other words, give those Violet Fire prayers and songs faithfully and with your full heart in for 33 days. And if you, you know, as we enter in this together, the Holy Spirit will work her works and completely change the situation by Pentecost. So this heart stream is given April 28th and then 33 days and this coming Sunday on Pentecost. So that's kind of what he means by that. And so, you know, at this point, if you've never heard of this, you could, you know, tonight or tomorrow morning say, Saint Germain, I desire to enter this novena with you. I will be close to you. I will sing to you. I'll pray to you. I will give my energy to you. Add it to all that has been building for these last 30 days of prayers that have gone forth to bring about this miraculous change that is required to happen upon this planet now. Okay, thank you.
Quickly here. I'm just quoting from Saint Germain in another part. He says, and so you will see many of these as hollowed out souls. That means those people who are part of the shadow government or part of the deep state. They're not the same, but we'll talk about that later. So you will see many of these as hollowed out souls having virtually no life save that tiny little spark that still exists within them, that if they were to fan it, they could release the God fire within and turn fully around to the light. Yet many of these have opposed the work of what we do or the Universal White Brotherhood for ages and ages. Money is their goal. So now we will go on.
Abortion is the scourge of this age and the reason why there have been many planetary upheavals, fires, storms, cataclysms, earthquakes of all sorts. Well, mankind, all are put on notice, and especially those doctors who engage in the snuffing out of life in the womb. You have no more time to engage in this deviltry, this diabolical act of murder. And each and every one who engages in this practice is now called before the Lords of Karma, and an action of cosmic justice descends. And lest any feel that they can continue in this activity, God himself, God herself says, no, 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 you may no longer engage in the snuffing out of life, which is sacred within the mother's womb. This is a day of reckoning, and if necessary, if there be in certain areas the meeting out of this action of justice through the descent of that seventh ray judgment, so be it. Yet, simultaneously, angels of the sacred fire seal the light bearers from what may come in coming days, weeks, and months as an action of this purging of the earth of these dark spirits.
Now I'm going to call on Dwyn Dubrowski. She's going to answer or tell us how we can engage in working with the angels to seal ourselves and our loved ones protectively from the upheavals on this planet. So Dwyn, if you are there.
I am here. And wonderful. If I can be heard, I will continue.
Yes, we can hear you really well.
Well, welcome, everyone. I'm grateful to be here and speak about the beloved angels, masters, and Elohim. The angels are just waiting for our call, and all the beloved heavenly beings are wonderful. They're wonderful beings to call upon and to speak to our children and grandchildren about. And that, of course, depends on how much connection they've had, but you know, whatever level they are and whatever level they're ready to receive information. This divine light creates a safety net, and we have been told this grace and protection is so required to be reinforced daily. So along with our daily prayers for our beloved ones, sharing on whatever level is appropriate for their level of interest and understanding involvement as well can be a bonus. So we can call for our crystal diamond tube of light around them as we give it around ourselves and to the angels of coordination for ourselves, our family, our heart friends, and all light bearers, and see this protective light sealing each one and to be in attunement so that it can be in attunement and be in the right place at the right time, because that definitely is part of the whole equation, that we have the attunement, that they have the attunement. And as we meditate in the morning and we see our beloveds in this crystal diamond tube of light, we can give a prayer in our prayer book, which is 0.001, calling forth that white light, that tube of light of protection. We can call to the blue flame angels, Masters Elohim, for the light of protection as well. And then the violet light for the clearing of any energies that may come into their whole force field, their whole aura, that would be something that is up for transmutation, something that would be in their way of that free movement to be who they are in God and be protected and sealed. So the violet light is very important as well. And so this can be repeated at intervals, and it's like as we feel that great joy, the love, and the peace flowing through our hearts and enfolding, we can see that enfolding each one of our beloveds and include them in our prayer rituals. So the call compels the answer, and we require to be aware and awake and mindful when we're getting these little messages from the angels to call for their protection, and for it's just a wonderful opportunity. So one standing firm in truth, speaking with the integrity of I am that I am, can co-create with angels of the sacred fire and aura of protection, and we are so grateful for this. Jarlim, angel being, when says when you ask for help for your family, and when you ask for assistance on behalf of others, the angels of protection, the angels of the family do come and they support you. So we can call for what we call a ring, pass not around our home, our family, and our loved ones, and for the violet flame to transmute any daily, you might say, returning negative energy or karma that's coming our way. We can put a layer of violet flame around ourselves and our family, and as much that can be taken or transmuted, it's a blessing. So we call to all of these beloved heavenly beings, and you can learn more about them through a number of our books. And so as we pray for God's will and hold the perfect vision for the highest outcome of God's will to manifest in every situation, we can be in greater peace. There's a couple of prayers in our book, one called Loving Families, it's 30.006, and then that has a protective field around it too, as well as divine love, sending this love to our family and little ones. Fiat to the to Archangel Michael, this is a prayer that it's 10.012 in our book, and that is very powerful. They're short, but they're very intense and powerful. So I was watching little clips from a movie that you probably all saw. I didn't. And it's so beautiful. It's called Life is Beautiful. And it was quite a 7th Academy Award winner. And Roberto Benigni, I don't know if I have it right, but he did such a beautiful job in this movie where it was during the Nazi occupation of Italy, and he demonstrated with his little child and his wife, who were being put in these situations where that anyone would have seen would be persecuted, and he put on this beautiful expression of total joy with his child. And every time that they would tell him to say something, you know, really strong and nasty in front of the child, they didn't understand Italian, so he could say it. He could say these beautiful, wonderful, fun things where his child was laughing and enjoying instead of putting this terrible message out. And anyway, it was really precious, and it just brought to my heart an awareness that how important is this flame of joy. It can just melt and transmute all this heaviness and fear, yes, and doubt and all the rest. So an important element to add in our lives. So I hope I haven't left out anything. I think that's the main points I wanted to share.
That was great, Dwyn.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Both Hercules, El Moria, Archangel Michael, and others have named those who are the worst of the worst. And this day I choose not to name others outwardly, yet inwardly, dearest ones, I am naming each and every one and offering my witness to their activities to the Lords of Karma. And there is the meeting out of this action of justice. And there will be for these 33 days. And you will see the exposure, even of some who have come before you through the media, and even in some of these presentations at the White House, to be exposed and all of their actions, past, present, and future, brought to bear for this action of divine justice to manifest before the entire world. You see, dearest ones, sometimes those who come before you with the greatest of fanfare, those who rise to certain positions of seeming human power, are the very ones who long, long ago swore enmity against God and the light. And therefore, naturally, it is an action of cosmic jurisprudence to bring them into positions where they can amend their ways by turning to the light. Yet what do? They choose over and over and over to recommit themselves to their evil ways. And so for many, it is the last opportunity, the very last lifetime that they will be allowed to engage in their unholy ways to thwart our efforts, our alchemies. Yes, it is an age when prophecy is being fulfilled. And I am that seventh angel sounding this day through the fire of my being, the way, the truth, and the life of the living Christ, the way of righteousness, of holiness, of purity, of goodness, and godness through divine love. Those who choose divine love will live on unto eternity. Okay. And those who choose its opposite through all manner of evil manifestations will sink into nothingness.
We're going to question four here as to how this is occurring, what Saint Germain has said. Even in this, within this 33 days, we have watched what he said come true. Our question here is, what kind of justice have we observed coming forth from our DOJ and the Patriots, even as Saint Germain has foretold? So I'm calling on Barbara here to share with you what's been happening. Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. You also said, what prophecy do we see being fulfilled? Well, as far as what's happening with the DOJ, we've seen that the FISA warrants have been declassed, and all the information coming out that has shown that General Flynn was completely innocent of what he was convicted for. And we've also seen that the Russia investigation was a total hoax, that it would, there was no substance to it whatsoever. That's been proven wrong. We've also had a failure to impeach the president. That didn't go anywhere. The president had signed an executive order to end human trafficking. There's a lot of things that are happening. We've had new information coming out about the Democrat candidate for president. And just, it seems like daily there's new revelations about exposure of wrongdoing. And it's all being tracked, and there's going to be more prosecutions forthcoming, so we need to steel ourselves for that. I also meditated on, because it said, what has Saint Germain foretold? What prophecy do we see being fulfilled? And it occurred to me, I remembered the vision of George Washington that he had when he was in Valley Forge. And this great being of light, whom we now know was Liberty, appeared to George Washington, and she said that America as a nation would suffer three great perils. And the first one was the Civil War. The second one was World War II. And the third one, when Saint Germain gave this teaching, the third one was yet to come. And in the vision that Liberty showed George Washington, the third peril was a red cloud that came from Eastern Asia and came across to America. And the only way that America would survive and go on to victory from this great peril would be through prayer, that the people would have to bend the knee to God and pray and pray and pray. And I've been thinking about that, this red cloud coming from China is the virus, the COVID-19 virus, as they're calling it, and that it has resulted in all these draconian measures happening in our nation, in various states, and a lot of unrest and unhappiness, and everybody staying home, and all this. And people are praying and praying and praying like never before, even though in many states they still are not allowing churches to be open. But we can survive and move forward and conquer all of this through great prayer. And I think this is one of the main purposes of the 33-day novena that Saint Germain is called for.
Barbara, you mentioned today, you sent me an email about somebody who's just been indicted that had to do with all of this. We don't know the ins and outs of it, but you might want to mention that he was in the White House, even as Saint Germain has just said, some even that were in the White House presenting
right.
with the president.
Well, you said without mentioning names, but apparently Dr. Fauci has been indicted for a number of crimes, and we'll see what all happens from that. So I know a lot more about it, but I don't want to go into great detail at this point.
Right. You also sent me a list earlier of people who had been indicted from our government.
Yes. Yeah, there are many.
So there's a lot of this stuff is coming true even right now and during this 33-day novena.
Yes. Oh, and I did also want to say that there have been six high executives of Planned Parenthood that have now admitted under oath that they were selling aborted baby parts. So, but they still have a lawsuit against the guy that had that undercover video. They're trying to send him to prison and ruin his life and everything. So it's just so many things seem backwards right now.
Yep.
But we just keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay. You're welcome.
This is my declarative statement. And as my words go forth, as a prophet of old, as your Uncle Sam, and as a prophet for this time, I say, my words shall not return unto me void. They shall come forth, they shall bloom and manifest as that sacred flower bloomed, as a miracle, as a manifestation of me being chosen with Mary to bear the Son of God, Jesus, together 2,000 years ago. Now, precious hearts, what do I ask of thee, each one, besides this novena? It is that you know yourself as God, not God in his her eternality, and omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, yet that you know God within you as a living fire, a living eternal flame, and that you fan that flame each day so that you can feel it throughout your day and your night, knowing the integrity of your heart, one with God, knowing the I am within you as your true reality. This will safeguard you during this time of troubles, even the battle of Armageddon, so that nothing can touch you that you do not desire to touch you.
Okay. The next question we have here that Cindy is going to answer is, what are some ways of fanning the flame of living fire each day so that you feel it continuously? Cindy?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, there are many ways to fan that flame of the living fire within. Yet having a heart-mind connection, I believe, is one of the most important ways. I read a book a long time ago before I joined the Heart Center. Actually, it was like my Bible for a long time. The name of the book was Love Without End, Jesus Speaks by Glenda Green. Anyhow, Jesus makes clear that the heart is a very sacred place and one cannot enter it without leaving all your human thoughts and feelings at the door. Otherwise, the door to your heart will not open. So one has to begin to clean up their thoughts and words. And I believe meditation is one of the best ways to approach this. We must stop the monkey mind and turn to the true mind, the mind of God. Of course, this is much easier said than done, yet I can attest to the fact that all the time and the effort put into returning to the mind of God or the mind-heart connection is well worth it. One has greater joy, greater harmony, greater inner peace, and much more abundance. Here are some other ways that can help. Having a right diet. What a difference I see when I'm eating right. It's so much more easier to be and to access the light within. Also, being in nature. Exercising regularly. Yoga. And being in service. Serving God and the masters on behalf of mankind and the elemental kingdom, as we are tangibly serving them, they are tangibly serving us. Another way is being thankful for all of God's abundance that we have in our lives. Then there's our silent watcher, our Christ consciousness, which keeps us aware of our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our deeds. And I believe our silent watcher is a great help to us as we are attentive to it. It helps us maintain that continuous state of God consciousness. From reading the book, The New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, I got three keys that helped me live a more God-centered life. One, offer no resistance to what is. Two, accept the impermanent nature of things and conditions. Three, allow the present moment to be. These are powerful keys to live by. Then there, of course, there's a golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Prayer is also a good way to fan the flame. I love to go to the Heart Center 24-hour YouTube channel. There are always lots of great spiritual prayers and songs, as well as listening to uplifting heart streams and discourses by the masters, the angels, and the cosmic beings. And I could list many more ways to fan that flame of the living fire within. Yet, I think that's probably good enough for now. And back to you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Those were great suggestions. I know they'll work well for people if they apply them. So we continue.
And I say unto all mankind, beware of these vaccines. Beware even of these tests. for the coronavirus. Do not engage with those who have placed within these their subtle substances to entrap you in through deception, a matrix of ill health and a virus of darkness. There is an antidote to every virus, and it is divine love fulfilled within you through cosmic joy and perfect health, because you choose the light of God within. When you choose the light wipes you clean of all toxins, negative microbes, viruses, bacteria at all, dearest ones. If you believe in the action of the violet fire, if you see it as a reality blazing through you, then even the worst of the worst of toxins and diseases can be dissolved in an instant through your faith, your belief in this action of light.
Okay. The next question, number 6, is what is being reported about vaccine history and tests for COVID-19 by some of our researchers? And Sharon Wallace is going to talk to us about what's going on in the vaccine industry, or however she wants to answer this. So Sharon?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so, and I'll quote my sources first. Green Med Info, which I love, and World Truth TV. Okay, so vaccines alter our genetic code, and they are also infused with toxic chemicals. Also, the testing that they're, the ingredients in the test are infused with toxic chemicals. So Bill H.R. 6666, that's interesting, 6666, allocates $100 billion annually to deploy a massive force of surveillance workers to test, contact, trace, and enforce the quarantine of men, women, and children in the United States who are thought to be infected. And this bill uses very broad language to define what they can do, okay, or potentially infected with COVID-19, or people potentially infected with COVID-19. Testing and contact tracing can be done through mobile units and in residents' homes by federal employees. Tracing can also be done by through your cell phones. Plus, unlawful retaining of those suspected of being infected. We must question the ingredients, and we must question all of these, and we have to check out these bills that are being passed. In Illinois, there the HPV vaccine, the students who opt out of this vaccination could be denied an education, which is interesting. Vaccines have been proven to cause seizures, anaphylaxis, autism, ADHD, and OCD, among other things. And the proof is the Federal Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was created, and the Federal Vaccine and Adverse Events Reporting System. So it must be true if they actually created this program. So if you question vaccines, governments are going after you and your doctors too. The passage of Bill SB 276 in the state of California, supported by big money backers, has declared war on parents and the professionals who support them. Some doctors are refusing to care for children who have had a negative reaction to vaccines. This is in order to protect their own livelihood. So children are just not being helped. So the big pharma uses vaccines as chemical weapons, and the big science use vaccines, 5G, and coronavirus as biologic weapons. These are all designed to enslave, dumb down, and exterminate human beings. And some people, such as Bill Gates, feel the world is too crowded with unnecessary people, and he also promotes, and other people do promote, depopulation and the use of artificial intelligence instead of human beings. If you refuse the vaccine, you cannot participate in society. This is what the World Health Organization is trying to promote. So, again, my sources, GreenMedInfo and WorldTruthTV.org, so you can read this yourself. It's really lengthy, And I didn't want to get into all of that right now, but it's very, very interesting the things that they are trying to do to us. So I take it back to you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Sharon. That was great. I might just mention, Sharon made me think of a newsreel I saw where, am I being heard? A newsreel that I saw where the president of Tasmania received all kinds of tests to test all his people for the COVID-19, and they decided to test it on other things first. So they took the little swabs and they tested a papaya. They tested several different kinds of fruit and vegetables. They tested furniture. Every one of them came back positive with COVID-19. And so he sent them all back. Now, a lot of countries and people were tested by this same batch that did not get sent back. And that is an interesting thing to mull over. So now we will continue.
This is not a reason not to engage in healthy practices. And you should, dearest ones, live righteously, have a correct diet, enough sleep, enough clean water at all. Yet, even if your body is not working to its maximum efficiency, with the action of your will wed to love, manifest as that violet fire, this can burn through anything and everything that assails your soul, your mind, your heart, and your body temple. It is your acceptance of this reality and this God manifestation that makes it manifest as a reality. So if you believe in the action of the violet fire and feel it and know it and internalize it day by day, it will serve you to the ends of your days, your human days, unto the onset of your divine life lived in God. And then you will see all coming out of their hibernations, so to speak, into the light of the day to receive the full flaming presence of illumination's fire, knowing the truth that shall set them free, realizing what has occurred at the behest of the Dark Ones through this cosmic disclosure and revealing of the truth. And then, dearest ones, knowing that truth which has set them free, all will demand the righteous ones to serve in all positions of governments throughout the world, and all will sing a new song, the song of the new age, the song of freedom, mercy, kindness, and love. As you virtuously give of yourself each day to God, by yoking your spirit to the I Am Spirit within all life, I am there with Portia, manifesting God love 24/7 through you. As you feel God love burning through and within your heart, nothing will stop this juggernaut of light to co-create the world that we all desire, that which we aspired to and vowed before incarnating to help manifest through our lives so consecrated and dedicated to the one cause of eternal freedom. I bow to the light within you, each one. I see that light shining like the sun, and together, dearest ones, as one, we win for God eternally. Thank you. As your Lady Portia, I come. Dripping in light that I bear for each of you in this troubling time. And this light is both a comfort and a challenge to those who have wielded temporary power from their positions of authority in this world. Both to indoctrinate many into a matrix of limitation, and also to ensnare their beings in the darkness of anti-freedom, anti-expression, anti-light. We of the Karmic Board have heard the cries and the prayers of thousands and millions upon earth for justice, for mercy, for mitigation in this time. And so I come representing what the Karmic Board is offering to humanity in this hour of both justice and mercy played out for each one in harmony and in balance. As you seek justice within the world, so that flame must burn within you to transmute every erg of injustice that you have allowed to enter your life, your consciousness, your soul, in this and past lives. Yes, you are living in an interesting time. The Battle of Armageddon is ongoing day by day, and many weary as a result of this seeming struggle of light versus darkness. You feel deeply and impactfully within your soul the burdens of others and of mankind in total, because you are world servers and servitors par excellence with the masters of East and West. Yet there is also a reprieve that comes within the soul at certain times in order to buoy up that soul to be able to endure through this sacrificial giving and through all that you have born of both light and darkness on behalf of the Lord God, the Aquarian Master, the Manu of this age, the Divine Director, the Lord of the world, and the entire spirit of the universal Great White Brotherhood.
So, briefly, what do you think is the Battle of Armageddon, and how is it going to end? And how will we know that it's over? Well, the word Armageddon actually comes from, it's a place where the kings of the earth under demonic leadership will wage war, according to the book of Revelation. And that's supposed to indicate the end of the forces of God at the end of history. Now, Armageddon is mentioned in the Bible only once. In the book of Revelation, I think it's 16, verse 16, chapter 16, verse 16. There's also a word used along with it called apocalypse. And apocalypse actually refers to the uncovering of a vision for the future, such as is done in the book of Revelation. Now, part of the apocalypse is the divine plan for establishing a reign of peace on earth after defeating the evil or the Armageddon that has taken root in the world. When I went and checked on all the different heart streams that we have available to us, I found many, many, many heart streams by the masters that talk about Armageddon. One was in November of 2018 by Lord Godfrey. He says, "O people of America, awaken to this action of Armageddon, even as the hosts of the light go forth, north, south, east, and west, to proclaim the new day for those who are willing to stand in the light and to put beneath their feet their own human nonsense and their former ways of darkness." And he says, "When there is a spiral of death, decay, and darkness manifest, it must be counteracted, blessed ones, through prayer, sacrifice, and attentiveness to the voice of God, the will of God, the wisdom of the Divine One. You are to lean upon the divine, and you shall remain free. Oh, America, you would change course right now and reaffirm your purpose in the light if you only knew. Therefore, America, call to the seven archangels and their archii and their legions to move across America and to perfect the hearts of men, women, and children in the light of the Christ." And then David Lewis, during a discourse recently, said, "At times we may have skirmishes, and yet the larger battle of Armageddon requires patience so that we can forestall darkness at many turns." In other words, giving us many opportunities to use the violet light, the decrees, the prayers, the songs, which are all so powerful, so that we can live to the highest potential over the long haul. We are in this work for the long haul. And then Archangel Michael said, "Now you are at a crossroads upon earth in this battle of Armageddon, and it is imperative, blessed hearts, that you ramp up your calls to me daily. And so I ask during this cycle, from now through the end of the year, that you give those prayers to me, any of them that you desire, at least 33 times during your morning broadcast when you can, for the protection of God's will in both your life and the lives of heart friends." If we were to travel with Archangel Michael for a season and see all that he does, we would be absolutely shocked at what his abilities are and how his work proceeds in all of these different areas and dimensions. They have enough work to do. Earth is at a crossroads right now. The Battle of Armageddon is going on full blast, and that was a quote from Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Archangel Michael said, "I call to task the six major banking institutions of these United States of America. I'll repeat them: J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Bank of New York, Mellon, and U.S. Bank Corp." He named the Federalists, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Zionists. The Zionists, by the way, are false Jews. They are traced back even to the money changers in the temple with Jesus. The Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Military Industrial Complex. He named the major entertainment industry businesses, including GE, Comcast, Walt Disney, Time Warner, CBS, Viacom, 21st Century Fox, and News Corp. He named Monsanto, Bayer, and Dow Chemical, and all those engaged in the pharmaceutical industry who are not in alignment with God's will. And he named much more. Why did he do that this day? Because we are engaged in the Battle of Armageddon, and we are literally fighting for our right to exist as free men and women in a free society, and those that he named are fighting against it. Jesus said, "All is being balanced according to the great law. The tares are being separated from the wheat and burned up in the fire of transmutation. The goats are being separated from the sheep, and darkness is being dissolved and perdition consumed through," what do you think? "Through love. You are vessels with me of the new energy of spirit." This is part of the shift. These are all going on because we are in a shift. "You are vessels with me of the new energy of spirit manifesting at this time. And though it is a time of troubles, a time of Armageddon and the battle between light and darkness, yet we know, blessed ones, that light prevails. And Jesus said that in January of 2018. And then K17 said, keep up this important work in the battle of light. Yes, I aver that we are in the battle of Armageddon, and it is an ongoing daily war of light versus darkness. When you are attuned and respond to heaven's requests, we are able to win many smaller skirmishes that are a part of the war, the larger war at hand. These victories are important for the long term, and your daily efforts are imperative for our collective winning, our collective cause to liberate Earth to be freedom's star. And then Saint Germain said at another time, he said, and this is a certain spiritual empowerment unto your souls now to keep up the great fight for the light, to maintain your positions in the battle of Armageddon. Though this is not a physical war, dearest ones, it is truly a spiritual battle of great light and darkness. And God uses your causal bodies, your light, your higher selves in this alchemy to counterbalance all the darkness that you see being outplayed in confusion in your nature, all the unnecessary violence that has beset your people, and even the coming of foreign troops into your nation to hurt some people who simply desired to vote. We see the end of this battle, which is mostly technological today, in Revelation 20 through 22. In 20 verse 1, John says, then I saw an angel come down from heaven with a key to the bottomless pit, and with a heavy chain in his hand, he seized the dragon, that old serpent, the devil, Satan, and bound him in chains for 1,000 years, and threw him into the bottomless pit, which he then shut and locked so that he could not fool the nations any more. In verses 4 and 5, he says, I saw souls of those who had been killed for their testimony and their lives in Christ for proclaiming the word of God. I saw them coming back to life on earth. In other words, reincarnated. That's you and me. And now they reigned with Christ, which is from what we hear is going to be Lord Maitreya when it's the time is right. They reign with Christ for 1,000 years. The word Christ, remember, is a title, just like the word king. Christ is a title like the word king. And so the next Christ is going to be Lord Maitreya, and he will be here for that 1,000 years, according to him and other masters. In Revelation 21, 1 through 4, we read, then I saw a new earth and a new sky, for the present earth and sky had disappeared. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. It was a glorious sight. I heard a loud shout saying, look, the home of God is now among men, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and he will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All of that is gone forever. Okay.
And so as your goddess of justice, I wield the sword this day and direct it into those areas and unto those individuals who stand point counterpoint in opposition to the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And there is again meted out through this action of justice a delivery of light into the teeth of the dynamics of darkness from their dens and lairs of ignominy. And many are then purged of their abilities to project darkness and evil and to create havoc, plagues such as you have seen, and even the beginnings of the engines of certain wars and transmissions of other evil astral forces through 5G and through the media and through the incantations and rites of darkness within those who worship Satan and Lucifer and others of the dark spirits who have walked the earth or entered the astral or mental belts of this planet.
So briefly, what do we know about the current satanic activities that are coming to an end and the victims that require our prayers? Well, we know that, that recently we learned in a question and answer session with David Lewis that K-17 is working with the Patriots, that the Patriots consist of a lot of the good guys in the Pentagon, the good guys in the military, several generals, and the Patriots are a group of unnamed people who support freedom and who are fighting against the deep state and the shadow government. And there is a big difference. They are telling us that the deep state is a worldwide satanic effort that supports socialistic government in which the powers that be, the elite, the 13 ruling families who want to keep everyone under control by limiting their freedom, in which everyone may require vaccinations that could possibly have microchips in them that would be embedded in mankind, resulting in a kind of mind control or outside control, determining how long they could even live. I have a quantum biofeedback machine, which is similar to Mona Lewis's, that shows me that every single person I test has remaining vaccine in their bodies that results in a chronic vaccinosis or inflammation throughout their lives. Depending on their immunity level, the vaccinosis may be a problem. And I noticed that some people, when they're feeling really good and doing well, the vaccinosis is very low. Other times they come back and see me and the vaccinosis is high because they have just had a bad cold or they had some kind of stress in their lives. So it never leaves your body once you've been vaccinated. And now I'm not saying we're not grateful for vaccinations, because they also saved many, many lives, especially years and years ago when we first came to this country. Of course, we also came to this country with problems of our own, such as the measles and other conditions that we were fairly able to handle. But when the Indians came in contact with us, they were not. And so the Indians suffered from those sort of things. So anyway, the shadow government consists of people working within our government at some level, such as judges, congressmen, organizations involved with military intelligence, FBI, NSA, CIA. They all consist of both good and bad. It's interspersed in many agencies, and we don't always know who is good and who is bad. As our current administration discovered and is discovering who they are, they may get fired or replaced when possible. Some will have to wait until the next election. Some will be indicted for treason. At this time, in the city square or the park in New York City, there's an archway that honors the god Baal, who is sometimes confused with another satanic god named Moloch. You can read all about these gods in the Old Testament, especially 1st and 2nd Kings. Some say it was brought over here when HRC was a senator from New York. These gods are considered satanic, and there are a number of alternative news sources, many backed by the Patriots online, that have videos of people either worshiping or celebrating with satanic rituals. And some of these people are very well known, and Saint Germain has even mentioned some of them in the past, and so has Godfrey, and so has Archangel Michael, and so has Hercules. One serious problem is that these satanic rituals involve blood sacrifices of children, such as those you read about in the Bible, as in 1st and 2nd Kings, when half of Israel had been led astray by a woman named Jezebel. The other half were desperately calling on God for help to maintain their Jewish faith. So God had the prophet Elijah anoint a loud-mouthed rabble-rouser named Jehu to go in and rescue Israel. He made him king, actually. So that's what Jehu did. He had Jezebel pushed out a window. She died. and he wiped out the Baal Moloch priests and brought Israel back to normal. And there are certain prophecies you can read today that indicate that President Trump is possibly a reincarnation of Jehu and several other leaders in the past who are rabble rousers. Today, you can read in alternative news that during this quarantine, while the mainstream news and the shadow government were all involved with COVID-19, President Trump had the military go underground and rescue several thousand children, and there are more being rescued as we speak. Children and young women who had been part of human trafficking from all over our planet. There are huge underground tunnels that have been penetrated by the military to make this huge rescue effort. There are pictures of these poor victims that make you want to throw up and cry. There are stories of how many of them were sold for human sacrifice and how the blood of terrorized children has been used to extract a substance called adrenochrome and sold to the powers of be for $1,800 a dose, resulting in a number of celebrities and elites contracting the COVID-19 virus. This is not something I tell everyone, so do your own research or call me and I can tell you more. Possibly much of this info has been removed by YouTube by now and Google, although I just saw some more about the underground trains rescuing children. And believe me, there are tunnels, huge tunnels going all underneath our country. An explosion that happened in under the China Sea, I think in California, opened this up in our country in one part. And there's another place that it's opened up in Central Park, New York. And there's other places in the middle of our country. These were all kept very quiet, and I don't know when this is all going to come out, but the exploration and rescuing of these people were purposely done during this COVID virus so that they could continue without interruption and without being stopped. So you may want to check some good Patriot sites online, such as X22 and AWK, or Dr. Steve Piesnik, or Robert David Steele and David Wilcock. If you want to be on my emailing list for this kind of info, let me know. Some people don't want to know. And that's kind of too bad because they really need your prayers. I might mention here, remember the spirit of fear is not a good thing. In 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So aim towards that. We know that black or dark skinned or Asian people are more likely to be affected by the COVID virus. And especially those who got vaccinated for Ebola in Africa, many of them died. Less than 0.25% of our population actually died from COVID-19. And this includes some very questionable numbers coming forth from World Health Organization and the CDC. This is way less than the yearly flu deaths or deaths from heart attacks, which were not loudly proclaimed by the MSN, if at all. It is extremely important to know how to take care of yourselves nutritionally, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, even as Cindy mentioned. Philippians 4:5 tells us to be moderate in all things, to be balanced, not to overdo. Remember that I mentioned that there are test supplies that they found were contaminated. We don't know how many of those test supplies ended up in countries all over the world and gave people the virus. So a lot is being done now. You may want to read more behind the scenes on alternative news about Dr. Fauci and about a woman named Dr. Judy Mitsowitz, who was who angered Dr. Fauci, and she ended up being put in jail for 5 years illegally. She just recently got out and wrote her book, and she, if you can find her online, or if you want me to give you the information about her, let me know, because there's much more going on behind the scenes that we could be praying for. But especially right now, pray for the human trafficking situation and for people to be rescued. There were many children found in this human trafficking underground that were had never seen the light of day. There were women there as breeders, and the babies were taken and terrorized for their blood. and then sacrificed. This was all satanic. Well, not all, but a lot of it was satanic, and the rest of it was just like monstrous people involved in sexualities that were very dark, sexual acts. So we will continue here.
The great Archangel Michael, with his legions now, answer directly and go into certain areas of the lower astral plane to root out these foci of darkness and to deliver God's message to these beings that either their time is now come for cosmic judgment, or that their time is short and that their powers are diminished to the ends of goodness and God will. Keep on keeping on, O light bearers, and giving your calls for cosmic justice. For even as we heard the cry of this messenger yesterday, when he saw what the mayor of Chicago had said to her people and those whom she should be serving rather than lording over. Instantaneously, a ray of light went to Alpha and Omega, and the descent of that light of judgment manifest in that moment of the call.
Now our last question, what is the media saying that seems to be echoed by some governors and leaders, and why might it be seen as political or unconstitutional? Barbara?
Thank you. The mayor of Chicago is Lori Lightfoot. That's whom Portia was referring to. It's interesting that over the Memorial Day weekend, over 50 people were shot in Chicago. It had a really one of the worst weekends they've had in several years. But what does she do? She sends police to shut down a church that had the audacity to have a church service. And they were banging on the doors and they shoot everybody out of there. It's just all backwards, isn't it? Interestingly enough, with this COVID-19 business, this is the first time, as far as we know, in history of humanity that they quarantine the healthy instead of the sick. It just makes no sense whatsoever. And several governors of our 50 states are trying to extend these lockdowns and the closing of churches and businesses as long as possible, because they're just really enjoying the control factor that they've got. Yeah, you can't have your business open, but you can go to the liquor store. You can't go to church, but you can go to Costco and Walmart and go shopping, but you can't have a church service. There's just no rhyme or reason. The governor of Michigan even issued a directive that you couldn't buy paint or carpet because they weren't essential services. A lot of the rules that some of the governors have been handing down seem very arbitrary. And as far as gathering in public and having church services and whatever, those are definitely unconstitutional proclamations. When you read the Constitution, Article 18 says that the Bill of Rights, our four sacred freedoms, cannot be suspended for any reason, not even for a national emergency. So the Bill of Rights, the freedom of speech, freedom of worship, freedom to of the press, and freedom of assembly, those are supersede every situation. So some of the draconian measures that these governors are declaring are definitely unconstitutional, and I suspect that they may be prosecuted eventually, be taken to task for their overstepping of misuse of authority and just for unconstitutional declarations. Let's see, what else do I have on here? Made a bunch of notes and I can't read all my notes to myself. anyway, and then it's interesting, the social distancing of 6 feet, that's exactly the distance needed so that 5G can identify specific people. You have to be at least 6 feet apart for 5G to be able to identify you. So a lot of weird stuff to think about, that's for sure. So continue to pray. Please pray. Pray for people to use good judgment, logical judgment. As far as the wearing of the masks and what all goes, if you know anything about virology, viruses are very, very tiny. And a mask is not going to prevent a virus from going anywhere. So if you have a virus in you and you wear a mask, it's not going to keep the virus from infecting someone. If you do not have a virus and you're around people that do, wearing a mask is not going to prevent the virus from getting through to you. It may protect you from like a sneeze or something like that, but it's not going to protect. If there's airborne viruses, which is what they're saying, it's not going to protect anybody. It's a social construct, and it may be useful in a clinical environment like in doctor's offices and hospitals, but in normal social settings, business and an industry, going to school, going wherever, it's basically useless. And so all this is just to see what are people willing to do if authority figures tell them to do a certain thing. So just something to think about. I think that's enough ranting for now.
You go ahead. One last paragraph.
And so it can be for each of you when you speak in an impassioned way on behalf of your people, your nations, your cities, those in your villages and towns. The light can descend and make that difference more than you know. And there will be this action of justice in that moment that is great, bringing about a manifestation of equanimity, and then many will catch fire as a result, both for good or for the opposite.
And with that, we will end. And I would like to have Donna Dreegan just share a couple of announcements, and then Barbara is going to lead the prayer and questions at the end. So hang on and stay with us if you can. I know we went a little bit longer tonight, but this was very important. So Donna Dreegan.
You ready?
Well, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The information is up on our website. And in 2020, the Heart Center events and expos with David Christopher Lewis, June 17th through 21, Livingston, Montana, Summer Solstice Conference, Recreation through Mother Nature's Miracles, the Elohim Blessings Are Now Yours, includes a permaculture class and In the Garden with Anastasia 6. And that is already up. You can see the schedule if you have a computer and hit events on the violet line in the middle of the top of the homepage. And then you'll hit the June 17th, 21, Livingston, Montana. And over on the right, you'll see the schedule. And August 20th through 23rd, there's going to be an event live streamed from Livingston, Montana to Sweden. And I'm sure you're going to be able to access that on the internet, as well as the other one, June 17th. If you can't go to June 17th in the physical, you can get that. They're already registering for that absolutely even today, and you can do that on the internet. So August the 20th through 23rd, the event live stream to Sweden, Creating an Aquarian Solar Civilization, the Solar Lords and Manus and the Chohans of the Rays Speak. And September 18th through 20th, Livingston, Montana again, the Autumn Equinox Prayer Vigil. And in December 17th through 20th, Tucson, Arizona. I know we have a couple from Arizona tonight, and I think one of them knows about that. The Winter Solstice Event, the Cosmic Graces Come to Bless the Earth. Elohim of the Five Crystal Rays, sing a new song. And like I say, it's up on the internet. You can check on events at the top of the page on the violet line. And after this, we're going to be having the prayers request. And if you have any prayer requests, please stay along. We're going to start that in just a few minutes. And that will be with Barbara, who will be leading the prayers and questions that you might have.